Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They said to you, we're bringing everybody back. Same team. It's going to be exactly the way it was this past year. Do you want to stay in Boston?
No, I might have to go. You know, I put up with a lot this year. So I said what I said after the season. I think we all know that. I'm not trying to step into that again.
He's going to have to go. That's what he said. Said he's going to have to go. That's according to Terry Rozier.
Oh, my God. It's being rerun right now on air. This big Puma shirt on.
What do you do with this guy? You want to be a Celtic? He says no. Okay. See you later.
Well, not after this one. Yeah.
Bye.
I mean, I understand what Jim's saying.
What do you do with this?
Quickly after, when it's said and done, I gave up a lot. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm pissed. We're dealing with a lot of BS. Okay. Should be angry. Disappointing season. Extremely, extremely disappointing season, which you were a part of. You almost had the same amount of touches as you did last year. So from the sacrifice standpoint, you touched the ball a lot. You did. Second most on the team behind Kyrie Irving. Wasn't third, wasn't fourth, wasn't fifth. I understand you're the point guard. You handled the ball.
So you always talk about the emotion after the game and that, all that crap. He's had a week to think about this. Now he's coming out firing.
Now he's being a dick. Okay, so let's call it for what it is.
Oh.
Get out of town. Don't even be. And if Kyrie doesn't come back, based on what he's saying, like, I'll take guys like Marcus Morris. Give me Marcus Smart. Give me Jaylen Brown. Give me Gordon Hayward. And I know Hayward's getting off easy here. And the worst part about it for Hayward at the end, he said, I'm looking forward going into the offseason, just concentrating on basketball. I don't have to worry about injury and being hurt and that. So from a timing standpoint, this was awful for your team because this was an injury. This was a rehab year for him. This was a get him up and flying again year, which didn't look good on the court. Sorry. I mean, at the end of the year, he played better than what he did at the beginning.
My big thing, why doesn't it have to be, like, the graphic behind you on TV says him or me, and it's got Kyrie and it's got Rozier. And the listeners, same thing. If you're arguing for Kyrie, you have to argue against Rozier or vice versa. Why can't you either like both or hate both of them? There is that, too. Nobody's taking that into account. It's either got to be, you got to take one side or the other side, right?
Well, I think nobody, because anybody who would say they both can leave has to then say, I'm okay with this team not being good for a while. And people aren't willing to do that. I mean, you need players.
Look over your shoulder.
Even if
this is a real thing on the network of the team.
Even if you don't like Rozier.
Putting that logo up with him or me on the same picture.
Who are you going to put out there, Jim?
This is, if I'm Kyrie and I'm seeing this, I'm insulted. Insulted. What would you
Jim says they're both gone.
This.
Good job on the graphics.
Like if you're Kyrie, like,
no, it's not.
If you're boys
it's
in
not
town,
that,
like,
it's not that Kyrie, Jim says they're both gone.
He says
Jim
both wants
Jim
both of them gone.
Wants them both gone.
He puts
gone.
Them on the same level.
Yeah,
Jim.
Get rid of both of them.
Both got to go.
All right. How many wins
they
would
both
you
want out, right? They both want out.
We've heard it from one. We have not heard it from the other.
Okay, well, we've heard it from Stephen A. that he wants out.
I haven't heard Kyrie say he wants out.
From Stephen A., no.
I can only hear from
he wants to go to New York.
I just heard from Terry Rozier.
Have you heard anybody say he wants to come back?
No.
Let me rephrase it
other
that
than
way.
Him no. when no. he said it himself last year.
We'll good come back point. If you'll have me. That's what he said.
We have not heard anyone say that he doesn't want to be here.
That leaves him an out. If you'll have me means if there's a public outcry, which there's going on, there is going on right now, he can just point to, well, the fans didn't want me back. Anyways.
Jim, what if Kyrie came out tomorrow and said, you know what? There's all this swirling around speculation. I realize we started something good here. We fell way short, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to play with the Celtics. Would you be okay with that?
How does he say it?
I'm just so happy.
Does he say, listen, we fell short, and these guys, you know, around me didn't do what they were supposed to do. All that stuff. If he took some accountability,
yeah.
If he took some accountability, I'd feel differently about it. Yes. Because that shows me that he could take accountability in the future. I don't think he's ever going to take accountability.
How do you know? He's 26. He could change.
What? All right. How do you know?
I don't know.
All right. Exactly.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Nothing he's ever done in the past shows me he's going to take accountability.
Here's what I do know. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player you have a reasonable chance of getting. People say, go get Anthony Davis. What do you have better odds of?
Is Kyrie
keeping Kyrie Irving or getting Anthony Davis?
Is Kyrie the best point guard in the East? Is he the best point guard in the East? Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is this for? Him or me on the team? He's the best point guard maybe in the NBA. Okay, top two.
Well,
top two or three.
Well, I mean, Steph Curry is technically a point guard, even though
he's a shooting.
He's going to be on an All NBA team. He's going to make the All NBA, which is only three teams. Yeah. So he's a top six guard in the NBA.
I mean, there's a lot of really good guards in the NBA.
It's a scary situation, is what it is. Scary. Terry Rozier.
Yeah, the thought of Terry Rozier leaving his team is terrifying.
You said in the Eastern Conference. And you're arguing whether he or he should stay on this team?
I don't want him.
I can't believe he wastes time on this. Thank you, Terry Rozier. I mean, you stepped in it.
All right, let's do something else then.
No, it's not a waste of time at all.
It's not a waste of time. The number one story of this summer is going to be this Celtics offseason.
Period.
The biggest.
Randy said in the history of the NBA.
I want to get to this call. Mike and Revere, because I think Mike's about to make a great point. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'd like to know. I believe the Boston Celtics knew that Kyrie Irving is not staying because they would have got rid of Rozier. They would have traded him to get something. They're going to wind up losing Rozier for nothing because he's a free agent. And Kyrie is going to walk away, and we're going to have no point guard. So I believe Tatum wants to be Kobe Bryant, doesn't want to get his hands dirty. You package Morris up and someone else, go out and get Anthony Davis, sign Rozier, see you later, Kyrie, because Rozier can play when he gets a chance.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to play that out.
Morris is free.
Why didn't you trade Rozier last offseason when you could have sold really high on him coming off that playoff series?
Right.
Sell high on Rozier.
It's at JBJ. He's the basketball version of JBJ.
You knew this was going to be a problem coming into the year. We talked about it. We even said before the year, last offseason, this could be a problem. Now you're going to have a healthy Kyrie and Rozier, and then it was, oh, no, but Kyrie's knee could
fresh.
Kyrie's knee will be an issue again, and Rozier will get his minutes along the way. It'll be fine. Yeah, it wasn't. Fine. Kyrie played. He wasn't hurt. Kyrie's knee was just fine. They took the wires out. He was fine.
Yeah.
And then Terry didn't get his minutes, and now he's all bent out of shape, and now he's leaving. Should have played that tape all the way there, Mike. That part about Tatum wanting to be Kobe, maybe he's just not as good as Kobe. He's just not as talented.
I don't look at Tatum and think Kobe.
Huh?
You don't look at him and think Kobe? No. No.
Billy Joe in North Carolina. Billy Joe.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
70 and sunny here in Raleigh. So listen, I just want to make one quick point.
Weather's a big thing down there, huh?
What's up?
Weather's like a big topic down there, huh?
Oh, it's huge. It's awesome. I mean, they'll be open. Oh, there. The lots are already open. People are probably tailgating, playing football right now. Yeah, it's crazy. So do you think Terry Rozier and his agent and that guy, Chris from Hartford, sat down and had like a nice dose of poop sandwiches last night for dinner, because the stuff that's coming out of these guys' mouths is just crazy, man.
Was that a prank call?
I don't know.
I'm shocked we took a call from North Carolina with the Bruins playing Game 3 in Carolina tonight. Well, it was a Celtics call.
No, but it said Game 3 and Kyrie.
It's a good call. My boy, intern.
It's only Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel so.
What are we going to do? Like
it's the weather!
It's the weather.
It's the damn weather!
The Bruins pound their ass tonight. Like, tomorrow's going to be fun. Hey, but they're tailgating hard down there. That's got to be so intimidating for that Bruins one bus when it pulls up.
You know what's going to happen tonight, too?
Tailgating
a lottery. Celtics are going to get hosed in the lottery. Do you know that?
You keep saying that.
Do you know the scenarios for tonight? We're going to go over those again.
Okay.
Scenarios. Something else for you to keep an eye on tonight while the Bruins are beating the bag. The Bruins are going to be beating the bag out of the Hurricanes, and then the lottery is going to happen.
Every time.
Yeah, the lottery scenarios with help from Chris Forsberg.
I want to play beer pong now.
That's next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ah!
Ah!
It's
okay.
That's all right, though.
That's my man Drapes right there in the control room.
That was the night that Jaylen Brown was drafted.
Yeah. Good pick. Good pick by Danny.
Right?
Yeah. Drape's looking good. He'd ate the ping pong balls that night. Not anymore. You know what he's doing now. So they could get parked tonight, Beatle.
They could. They couldn't. You know what? I think the biggest thing is the Memphis pick. The Celtics don't want this Memphis pick this year. You don't want this thing. You want the 9th overall pick?
Bad draft.
Bad draft.
Two player draft. You want to know Zion's going number
one. You want to kick the Memphis pick down the road. You want it to be next year or ideally 2 years from now. And so the way you get screwed tonight if you're the Celtics is if you end up taking the Memphis pick this year. That to me is the worst thing that can happen to them.
That's all right, though.
Actually, let me correct myself. It's not the worst thing that can happen to them. It's one of the bad things that can happen to them. And it's one of the bad things that can easily happen tonight. Is that any one team jumping up into the top eight that is not in the top eight will knock Memphis down one spot out of the top eight because they are right at number eight, and therefore what is a top eight protected pick becomes unprotected and then becomes property of the Celtics at, let's say, 9 or 10. And so then the Celtics end up with 9 or 10, and they're getting a top 10 pick in a year that, you know, 9 or 10 is not that valuable in a weak, thin draft up top. And so that is a bad outcome with that Memphis pick. That Memphis pick that we thought originally could have some serious value, all of a sudden is not as valuable. Chris Forsberg did a great job on NBC Sports Boston putting together a scenario video, laying out the four various scenarios.
To help better explain this.
To better explain what could happen with the dropping of the ping pong balls tonight and the combinations. Ernst & Young, the accounting firm, with the combinations, getting ready for tonight. The draft lottery takes place at 8:30 on ESPN. So you'll be able to flip over and see what's going on there towards the end of the first period of Bruins and Hurricanes tonight. This will all be taking place tonight. So here's scenario number one.
The everything stays the same scenario. The lottery plays out true to the current order. Memphis keeps its pick at number 8, loosening the conditions to top 6 protected next season. Sacramento stays at 14, and that pick goes to Boston as part of the deal that netted the Celtics' Jason Tatum.
So that would mean you get number 14 from Sacramento. Number 8 stays with Memphis. That's good. Memphis keeps their pick. You take Sacramento's pick at 14. Okay, could be better. But
all right,
at least the Memphis pick stays with Memphis.
Top six protected.
And now you kick it down the road a year.
All right.
You kick it one more year down the road.
A year down the road when better draft.
You haven't accepted the goods from Memphis yet.
Top six pick.
You still have the ability to trade it.
Right.
It's still yours in theory and not in actuality yet, is what it is.
All right. Scenario number two.
The Danny could work with this scenario. Sacramento lands the second, third, or fourth overall pick, which is transferred to Boston. The Celtics could draft a player or use it in a deal to acquire a top-flight talent. Memphis's pick would drop out of the top eight, meaning it would also belong to the Celtics.
This is like half good, half bad.
It is.
Because if you get the number two pick, that has value. I mean, that's a good pick.
Does. You could get a point guard there.
But what if you get the fourth pick? Or, right? Yeah. It's 2, 3, or 4 there. It can't be 5. It can't drop lower than...
No.
It can't drop lower than 4.
That's it. It can go 1 through 4 for that Kings pick.
Okay. So if it's 4, that's a big difference in 2. So if it's 2, yeah, it can't be 1. You don't get it if it's 1. It's 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, no. The pick can go to 1, but you don't get it if it goes
right.
to 1.
It's
yeah.
2, 3, or 4 that the Celtics will get that pick. So that would be good and bad. The best scenario is 2 and 9. What it would be.
Then yeah, another, if you have 3 and 9, maybe you can use that 9th pick to trade up to 2. I don't know, maybe.
Oh,
but
you,
I doubt it.
Yeah, to move up a spot.
If that team doesn't like Morant, if you want Morant and as the 2, or whoever they like. Danny doesn't always like the chalk guy, though. Who
it's
knows?
True.
Number 2 picks, just going back last 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, D'Angelo Russell, Jabari Parker, Victor Oladipo. It's number 2 overall pick. Michael Kidd Gilchrist, Derek Williams, and Evan Turner.
Oh, boy.
Evan!
Goes back to 2010.
Okay, but you know what? It's still valuable. Somebody will want the number
right,
2 pick.
Right. I mean, Durant was number 2 overall pick in 07.
It's an asset. Here's the problem, though. That pick that you get, the Memphis pick all of a sudden has no value anymore. It's gone. You take it at number 9. That Memphis pick, or, again, the Sacramento pick, if it's number 1, what does that turn into? So if Sacramento keeps their pick at 1, what do you get from them further on down the road?
If Sacramento gets the number 1 pick, they don't keep their pick. It goes to Philly, and you get this next scenario.
Oh, this is the next one. Philly gets
2022.
Go,
right?
Go.
And now, the why do the lottery gods hate us
pick?
Sacramento, with the lowest chance, gets the number 1 overall pick. The protection kicks in, and the Celtics would now get Philadelphia's number 24 overall selection.
Oh, God.
Even worse, the rival 76ers can now pick Zion Williamson at number 1. But wait, there's more. By moving into that first spot, it bumps Memphis out of the top 8, conveying that pick to the Celtics instead of in future seasons.
Oh, my God. That is so going to happen. I'm just convinced this is going to happen tonight now.
So just playing it out, while you're watching on television, the first envelope you open up, you see Miami. Then you know, okay, Sacramento moved up. That you know you either have the 2, the 3, the 4, or the 24 pick. Those are your options if you see that first envelope open and it's not Sacramento.
Ugh.
2, 3, 4. Or 24.
So what do we want to see? What are we rooting for tonight? We should be rooting
Bruins.
for the Memphis pick staying right where it is, though, shouldn't we? Isn't that what we should be rooting for?
Yes.
Yeah.
That means you're rooting for the 14th pick.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything to do with the top 10 in this
draft. I think what you should be rooting for is for the 14th pick in that first scenario. You should be rooting for the 14th pick from Sacramento, and you should be rooting for the Memphis pick to kick it down the road.
One scenario that elevates you to 2, though, is interesting, considering you could grab that point guard there if you don't have Kyrie and delusional.
More valuable pick in more valuable drafts.
I think it's a very grown-up thing to wish for.
Yep.
I applaud our maturity
on
this one.
Don't give us hype picks.
Unless if you want Anthony Davis and the Pelicans are in love with Ja Morant and they want number 2, then you want number 2.
Are they in love with him? Do we have any indication?
No, I'm saying, unless you know that. I'm sure that Ainge would know by then. Oh, Ainge probably doesn't know by now, though.
That Murray State kid, right?
Is it easier for the New Orleans Pelicans to sell that to their fans than if they get the number two pick back in an Anthony Davis deal?
I don't know. If you're the Pelicans, would you have the option of Tatum, Brown, the number two pick, or that Memphis unprotected pick? Of those combinations, what would you prefer, I guess?
I'd want Tatum, Brown, and the Memphis pick next year.
Yeah.
Better draft.
Yeah, the Memphis pick should be
top six protected.
The Memphis pick.
If they go up to two, will that replace Tatum or Brown? And you can keep one of those guys.
I think the Memphis pick is still more valuable as long as you still have that chip.
Right. Does the Memphis pick take the place of Tatum or Brown?
No.
Or do you have to give all three?
No, you're still giving up the players you'd be giving up.
Yeah.
It's about which is more valuable. Is the number two pick in this year's draft or is a potential Memphis pick more valuable? That's the question. It's not about a pick versus a player. At least in my mind, I don't know. I mean, I can't read their minds. But how I would look at it is, what do I want? Do I want this year's number two, or do I want a Memphis pick down the road? And what I would really want is a Memphis pick 2 years from now. That's what I would be rooting for. I'd want unprotected Memphis picks. Or is it 2022? Does it skip a year?
2021, I believe.
21? Yeah, okay. So, it is
so
two
you
years.
Want the best available junior in high school right now?
Yes. That's what I want. When you could pretty much have the pick of whoever it is in 2 years. That's what I would be looking for. Because you could have a really high pick a couple of years down the road. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We will get back to your calls. Got one more segment to do that. We've got today's takeaways coming up at 1:50. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's alright though.
That's not lots getting cute with it. You know, like when your kid finds something like that really works, and that was funny. Ha ha. Gotcha.
Mom and Dad laughed at this Jim the finally, last time I did it.
Jim finally nails a sound effect, and bam.
We've got another scenario with the ping pong balls that we hadn't really considered.
Oh, what's that?
Thank you, Twitter.
Who is it? So we can give proper credit.
About 10 people.
Oh, good.
Oh, pie in the sky, yes.
About 10 people.
Imagine this. Statistically, it's a real long shot.
I was going to say that.
Statistically, I don't even know what the odds are. Someone will have to compute the odds for us.
What if you get number one pick?
What if Memphis moves up too? What if Memphis moves up and Sacramento moves up? Memphis moves up and their pick is protected. You don't get it. And Sacramento moves up. And you get their pick. You could end up with the top four pick and Memphis moving up. You don't get their pick. Kick that pick down the road. And you get a high Sacramento pick. That is a win-win. Although the odds of that are extremely low.
The odds of the Sacramento pick moving into the top four is 4.8%.
Okay, but what are the odds of that happening?
And the odds of Memphis's pick is 26% to move up to the top four.
Okay, but what are the combined odds? I don't know. I don't know what that is. My guess are that the odds are low.
Just play the ping pong thing again.
Yeah. So that would be an awesome outcome. I'm feeling better about it already, Hardy. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling better.
That's such an amazing. I mean, that is
it works.
Who? What? What's the problem?
The intern put a caller back on the line.
You don't do that.
We already called.
Don't take callers twice.
Hey, Bill. It was the poop sandwich guy, thanks Billy Joe from North Carolina.
Bill Hillgrove.
He's been waiting for another 25 minutes on top of him. Wow.
Maybe he has a weather update. Maybe it's 72 down there now.
He needs to get his game 3 taken. He never got it in.
Go ahead. I'll allow it because it's the intern's first day, but never again.
Thanks, guys. Listen, all right, so here we go. That was not meant to be a prank call at all.
Quick trigger here, Hardy.
You guys talked to me yesterday. I'm a facts guy. Zolak, you were railing on me because
this is Bill,
I was
not
saying
Billy
there's going to be 19,000 fans there. Jaffe even said it himself when you guys talked to him, man. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. Canes are 5-0 at home. We're outscoring opponents 27-8, man.
You said this all out yesterday.
Okay, where's the take?
The take is, when you guys had your first two games in Columbus, you guys were a little loosey-goosey with the puck over there, man. Do you remember the first two games?
Yeah.
In Columbus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turning over the puck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen tonight. 5-3, Kings. Let's go, Kings!
When did Moonshine turn into Bathtub Crank as the industry of choice down there in North Carolina?
Here he is.
Because he didn't have a still going. He's got Bathtub Crank. Not Bathtub Gin.
Remember when Rob from Oklahoma would call us a boomer sooner? He's Billy Joe. Billy Joe, right? It's Bill. Billy.
You think just so we're on record. Mm-hmm. I know Zardy made his prediction.
Yeah, 5-3.
Beetle.
Yeah.
You think the Bruins could lose this game tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a real good chance they could lose this one tonight. Very good chance.
Seriously.
Unless we get Mraz in net again. Then I think that they're going to win the game.
Well.
Can you play me that Bear Force One song?
Bear
Force One.
Peter's in JP. Peter.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How you doing? I want to address the doomsday scenario that everyone's talking about. That's Kyrie walking and they don't trade for Anthony Davis.
Sure.
Which is what I hope happens. Okay, the starting five. Horford, Hayward, Brown, Tatum, and Smart. Pretty good, right?
Horford, Tatum, Brown, Smart. Yeah, not terrible. Not an awful
situation. Okay, and then on the bench, they got Baines, Schemmy, Robert Williams, and they go from there. And, you know, forget Terry Rozier. He's going to be too expensive. But Danny's found great talent for zero money in Europe. I think, you know, a 12th round, 12th pick in the draft, they could easily fill in like a really good rotational point guard. They're not going to get an all star.
I'm going to say this.
Nice little team you got there.
Zoe, hold on. I'm going to say this to Peter's credit. Peter, you've been saying this for a while. You said you've been saying this for months, long before, you know, Kyrie sort of fell out of favor.
Years.
It's been years now. Peter's been saying this for a long time, that if Kyrie ends up leaving at the end of his contract, that it's not the end of the world and that the Celtics will be able to recover. Yeah, you've been very consistent on this take. I give you a lot of credit for that.
So,
in fact, I said 2 years ago when they drafted him, they're better off without Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
And I still feel that way. And, you know, he's a magician on the basketball court, but I think he gets overrated for his handles and his, you know, these magical shots he hits. But
he
hits
some good ones.
You get a guy in the press that's saying all that stuff. He's not going to stop saying that. I've never heard a Boston athlete say that crap in the press. And I really think he is disliked. I don't think Whit Rosbeck is his dummy. He's disliked.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that guy up. So say your scenario happens, and we just went through the team with Marcus Smart at the point. For Whit Rosbeck and everything he's done on his team and giving Danny everything, giving him that building over there, that training facility, and pretty much, you know, checkbook to do whatever he wants. Calls him in his office. Hey, Danny, what's a starting five here that we're looking at? We're back to what we were 3 years ago. How did we get here? How did we get here? You told me you had Kyrie wrapped around your finger. We lost out on Anthony Davis. What do we do now? What do we do? That's a nice little team you got there. Nice little bench. Nice players. That grind will be fun again. They'll play together. They'll dive on the ball. They'll dive for loose balls out of bounds. Someone might get a dunk or two. I mean, Jaylen Brown, he gets up. He'll play with intensity.
Swept in the first round.
Get your ass swept in that second round. Second round. I think they get through the first round. They probably get through first round. Good little scrappy team. Because then you coach, you know, you scheme. Can't listen to the coach now. But, like, we're right back to 3 freaking years ago.
Some people are more than willing to do that because they don't like a couple of the players.
Get them both out. Get out.
Get him out.
Mike is in Revere on the Bruins. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys? Again.
Hey, Mike. It's
I just want to let you guys know you guys are the best sports radio talk show on the air.
We think so. Thanks, Mike.
And also, I just wanted to say San Jose Sharks are not getting to the finals. They're wimps. It's the 40th anniversary for Bobby Orr flying through the air against St. Louis. It's going to be St. Louis and Boston. And as soon as you hit
Mike, were you already on with us today?
Excuse me?
No.
Did you call us already today?
Yes.
Okay.
No two calls.
I thought he was. And then he started. He started by saying, good to talk to you again. And I'm like, is he talking about today? And then I looked. And yeah, he was the one. He called earlier. And he was talking about.
I don't blame Bill Hillgrove.
He was on. He was on at 12:50.
I blame leadership in the room.
Talking about Terry Rozier.
That's exactly what we talked about the Celtics.
Exactly. Where's the training?
Where's the training for the intern?
What are you cutting up more hockey videos over there?
Look at Tom. Tom hasn't talked to that kid yet. I guarantee it.
You have a nice little apple. Having a nice apple over there. You've chewed 20 times per bite. Tom's over there cutting up hockey videos. Jimmy Stewart's back there. I told you about Kyrie four months ago.
What's going on
back Nobody believed me.
TV's doing some math for us. They tell us it's a 0.7 chance that Memphis and Sacramento both move up.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes.
A
chance.
This poor kid. He had some fruit for himself. He didn't know. He didn't know where to go when he came to the top of the steps. I'm on a conference call with Jim this morning. Jim's like, oh, the intern's calling. He's at the top of the steps. He doesn't know where to go. Tell him to look to the studio and go ask the people in there where our offices are.
It's a sports station, the big one. The big one in the building with the windows at the top of the stairs with the Tom Brady signed pictures.
All right, Jeff and Merrimack's got something for Hardy. Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Wow, two duplicate calls today.
Two! In the same damn segment.
And I said nice things about the Curry the interns.
What hour did you call in today?
Day one.
What hour did you?
Training needs improvement.
What hour did you call for the first time today, Jeff?
It was in the 12 o'clock hour, and I've been sitting ever since.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. Anyway, no, it was actually after you made that ridiculous comment about the Warriors, Hardy. Usually I consider you the voice of reason there to at least temper down Zolak's,
That's correct.
Okay, but now to say the Warriors don't play team ball is just you're not paying attention. Before they got Kevin Durant, they were the most beautiful thing. They were a symphony of basketball. And then if you watched Game 6 the other night without him, they were amazing without him because they are selfless. Four of the best players in the NBA are selfless. And that is what Kyrie cannot do. He is not capable of giving himself up for the team.
Yeah, but it's much easier to give yourself up when you have someone there to pick up the slack. And before they got Kevin Durant, they weren't a sure thing to beat everybody in the league. They lost to the Cavaliers.
Hardy,
I mean, it's really a discussion, not so much of whether or not, are they putting five guys on the floor and working as a unit? Yes. Are they overcoming a lack of talent by quality team play to beat teams that are more talented than them? No,
there's no one
inherently more talented than Golden State.
But they still execute and execute and execute. Yes. And when things break down, yes, of course, three of those guys can get their shot at any time. And I think you're underselling the team part of it. Yes, overachieving and overcoming, that's exceptional. That's what the Celtics were before Kyrie got here. But Danny sold the Celtics' soul to get the All-Star in, and the wind has gone out of the sails.
Do you think that team having a good team chemistry speaks to the quality of the coach?
Do you think they have chemistry there in Golden State, or do you think they have good players?
Both.
Wrong. Okay. They don't have chemistry there. They don't even like each other there.
Watch them do interviews together.
They have good players, and when they go on the court, they know they have good players, and they trust each other to be good players. Here, Kyrie didn't trust the guys he played with because they're not as good. I'd like to see Kyrie. I'd like to see you switch Kyrie and Steph Curry and see what they look like on each other's teams. And then tell me if Steph Curry is the same player here, and tell me how Kyrie plays team basketball playing for Golden State. And tell me what the difference is. Tell me how that looks when you swap the teams. Please.
And the year when they had the record-setting number of wins, the head coach was out for how many of those games? Weren't they missing their head coach?
Didn't Luke Walton go like 27-0 or something?
Luke Walton was there for a bunch of it. And look at him. And
Luke Walton!
Look at him. Look at how this year went for Luke Walton.
It's because he's such a great coach. He's great at coaching team basketball.
Well, turns out he's not a very good coach.
They got the best players. That's it. I know, you want it to mean more than that. I know NBA fans, and I'm a fan of the NBA. I would like it to mean more than that, too, but it doesn't. It doesn't mean a whole lot more than who's got the best players.
They have good basketball chemistry on the floor. They don't like each other.
No.
They're not friends.
And it's easier to have good basketball chemistry when you're all really good.
Just like the Celtics of the 80s, Jim. Told you, those guys don't all like each other.
Oh, no.
Ask Max.
Well, none of them were likable.
Max doesn't even like Havlicek.
We don't like each other.
How do you not like John Havlicek?
We went out on the floor. We all liked each other when we went out on the floor. Liked each other just fine because we knew what each other we were all good at.
Yeah, is that the case with the Celtics this year? No.
No, because they don't have, you know.
The talent?
They don't have a stacked roster. They get some good players, but they don't have a stacked roster. Not like Golden State does. Not like the Celtics of the 80s. No, the Celtics of now are not the Celtics of the 80s. They're not. They're not even the Celtics of 10 years ago. They're not. Just not.
No. So why did the Celtics of 10 years ago have three stud players and then surround them with a bunch of role players? Because they were trying to accumulate the most talent or because they tried to accumulate a team that could play together?
They tried to put the most talent on that roster behind those three guys, though. They didn't just put a bunch of scrubs on the team.
And with those three guys, it didn't really matter all that much who was playing behind them.
Yeah, those Eddie House guys were pretty damn good.
When you
good.
Start with those three, come on.
You like Tice or you like Baines or you like guys like Eddie House and that crew. It stepped up and hit some big shots.
I liked Eddie House.
Today's takeaways, next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Tom.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time that weight loss will ever be an issue for you. Check them out online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get to it. A couple of good pieces of sound today. One, God. Rob Brindamore. Doesn't want to be that guy. Doesn't want to tell anybody who the goalie will be tonight.
Do you have a starting goalie for tonight?
Yep.
Are you going to tell us who it is?
I got to probably say no. Just why not? I can't be that guy that does that, right? I know we're starting, but I guess I'll have to wait and see. Sorry.
I got a serious question. How did this clown show get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, really, this whole team.
I got a
everything
question.
About this team. How did they get here?
I can't.
How did they win the games that they won?
I can't be that guy who does that. Which guy who does what?
I don't
know.
What
the hell does that mean?
And I sit here and I listen to our afternoon show and they say this should be more difficult. This should be. I don't know how. I don't know how.
What the hell?
This team can't get out of their own way. They can't even.
Everything
they can't
about
even say
them.
The word. We eat a poop sandwich. You don't even say the S word.
Like, how did they come back
the
against
balls
the Capitals?
Say the S word.
How did they sweep? How did they sweep in the series against a team that was playing well?
Right.
In the Islanders.
Right.
Like, how did they do this?
How do you sweep in the second round?
How they looked like complete garbage for the third period game one, all of game two. What have they done?
Dougie Hamilton is a cheap shot artist.
He sucks.
I guess I'll have to wait and see.
He's a turd.
Well, we can't take the goalie out. If we take the goalie out, we got to take everybody out.
And this coach.
Everybody needs to look in the mirror.
What does he do exactly?
He complains to the refs. He did that a lot the other day. They were talking, you know, back and forth. He keeps his hands in his pockets. He's got a nice hair comb back. Looks like a hockey guy. Got some scars and stuff on his face. Tough guy.
I'm starting to rethink how long I want the Western Conference Finals to go.
They've never pulled
based on the possibility of 11 days off that you informed me of today. That's too long. Too long.
Mike Felger, you were saying it yesterday. You think that game one is going to be Memorial Day. It's been the last four
years. Last 4 years.
That would be, so say you would sweep, say they would go the distance. You would get 10 to 11 days off.
That's too long.
Wow.
Too long.
No. Too nice. You'd love that as a player. As a player, you'd love that.
Also today, Tiger being asked about the PGA Championship coming up this weekend.
Tiger's
and
back.
John Daly, who's been issued an exemption for a cart.
As far as JD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
It's like the thing with two footprints in the sand with Jesus.
It's a,
why was there one when it's my lowest points in my life? Because that's what I carry.
It's a small part of the game. It's part of the game. You got to walk. You can't get out there and walk 18 holes for 4 days.
I'm going to be honest
with you. Then you can't play.
Serious question, Hardy. Would golf carts speed up the game or slow it down?
At that level, zero change.
Okay, then
zero. He's right.
If you told me it would speed it up, I might say bring him on.
No, at this level,
go Felger and Mazur next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Noah says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mazur.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger Maserati on a Tuesday.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.